It was a somewhat fruitful trip to the markets this morning. I went to the local market, as local as you can get, literally at the end of the block, and there was avocates, although they were 15 pesos each, which is really expensive, but it's just the beginning of the season, so they're bringing them from the Oriente, they're bringing them from Santiago de Cuba and from the middle of the country all the way to Havana, because it's just not warm enough here for the avocados to have ripened. So that was my first find. So I think I'm going to make guacamole this evening. Very excited. And I even have chilies, which are unheard of in Cuba. So I'm going to make fresh guacamole with real fresh chilies. Then I went to 17 y K, which is 17 and K, which is about 8 blocks from the house. And that's a government market as well. And that had plátano, that is plantain. And that's all it had, nothing else. They were selling a few flowers. There was, I think there was garlic, but the really, really small ones, which you spend about 2 hours peeling, so I didn't even bother. The next stop on the market trail this morning was 19 y K, which is 19 and K. That's about 20 blocks from the house. Only about 10-minute walk, it's not too far. Although it was under the threat of a downpour, so I was hoofing it down there, unlike the Cubans who stroll no matter what the weather is doing. So in 19 y K, I was able to find quite a few things. It generally has a better selection, although that's state-run as well, but it is one of the main markets for Vedado. So you tend to be able to find quite a bit more. They had lots of pineapple. There was no tomatoes or onions in sight, but there was 5 stalls selling different types of peppers. Small ones, big ones, the little ones that they call ají, which give flavor to beans, and they use in sofrito. They have some gorgeous little red ones. They almost look like habanero chili peppers, but they aren't spicy. Whatever they've done in terms of cultivating them, they've bred out the spiciness, but still maintain that flavor, that je ne sais quoi that you put in beans. I also got coco real, grated coconut, which is the only place that I know of around here where you can find it. So I got 2 pounds of that. I'm going to make some cookies and I'm going to make some coconut milk to use in recipes. And I got some dried spices. I got vanilla, I got cinnamon, bayol, which is a flavoring and coloring here that they use quite a bit. I also got some culantro, which is a variety of cilantro. It's got long, elongated leaves and a much tougher leaf than cilantro, but a very, very similar flavor. It's rare that you find cilantro here, so I tend to use culantro wherever the recipe calls for it. What else did I find today? Oh, I did have a frittura along the way. They have a stand there selling little frituras. There was croquetas, there was croquetas de frituras de maíz, which is fried frituras, are literally fried items or fried balls of ground corn flour with a little bit of salt. It had a lot of salt. Tends to be the main ingredient, or certainly the main flavor addition that people put in here. And there was something, I wanted to get cucumber. There was one stall that had cucumber, but the guy was having his lunch. So he said to everybody, sorry, I'm having my lunch. And he sat down and I walked around and did my other shopping, and I came back 20 minutes later. He was still having his lunch. At that point, it had started to rain. And I was like, okay, it's not worth a drowning to get a couple of cucumbers. So I headed home.